Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Mark and Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, the two-day sell-off on Monday and Tuesday left such a bitter aftertaste that even after seeing green on the screen for a better part of Wednesday's trading session, there was a constant fear lingering that there will come a time during the day that the up move will get sold into. And that fear did not disappoint during the final 90 minutes of the midweek trading session. At one point, the Nifty had scaled levels of 24,600 intraday and was imperative to hold on to 24,500 on a closing basis to at least ensure that the bulls sleep well for the night. There was not to be. The index fell 170 points from the highs of the day and ended in the red, its third straight day of declines. While Monday and Tuesday's fall came amidst multiple negative surprises, the fact that there were enough positive earnings surprises on Wednesday also could not improve sentiment in any form. IT was the only standout sector during the session, led by Persistent Systems and Coforge, shares of each ending 10% higher after a strong earnings performance. The performance rubbed off on other mid-cap IT names as well, with stocks like FirstSource, Birlasoft, Oracle Financial also showcasing a solid performance. Well, in interaction with CNBC TV18, Lawrence Palanco of CLSA projected the Nifty to fall another 1,000 points from current levels in the next 20 trading sessions. Wednesday's high of 24,604 becomes the first level for the Nifty to cross during Thursday's trading session, which will also be the weekly options expiry day. The day's low of 24,378, which also happens to be the opening level, and from where the index bounced, will be key to watch on the downside. Thursday session will see stocks like HUL, AU Small Finance Bank, United Spirits, VIP Industries, Birla Corp, Pidilite, Piramal Pharma, Sona BLW, among others, react to their respective results, which are reported after market hours on Wednesday. ACC, Colgate Palmolive, CSB Bank, Scient, DCB Bank, Dixon Technologies, Godrej Consumer, IEX, IndusInd Bank, ITC, Laurus Labs, MGL, Nippon Life, Oracle Financial, Petronet LNG, PNB Housing and Westlife Food World are among other names that will be reporting their results today. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty was trading flat this morning versus Nifty Futures Wednesday close, indicating a muted to positive start for the Indian market. Now, in terms of global cues, equities in Asia fell while the yen stabilized along with treasuries after a sell-off on Wednesday as traders scaled back bets on US interest rate cuts. Japanese, South Korean and Australian shares, as well as stock futures for Hong Kong, all dropped Thursday following a 0.9% decline for the S&P 500 on Wednesday. The yen edged higher after touching the weakest level against the greenback since July. Futures for the Nasdaq 100 climbed during Thursday's trading in Asia, barring declines for the underlying benchmark in the prior day after robust earnings from Tesla provided support for tech stocks. Treasuries opened little change in Asia after the 10-year yield rose 4 basis points on Wednesday to the highest level in almost 3 months. Back in the US, big tech climbed in late hours as Tesla kicked off the Magnificent 7 earnings season with better-than-estimated results. The carmaker jumped 8% after reporting adjusted earnings above the average analyst estimate. The firm also said that it expects to achieve a slight growth in vehicle deliveries for the full year. In commodities, oil rose after retreating on Wednesday as traders assessed tensions in the Middle East and the outlook for market balances heading into 2025. Gold edged higher following its biggest daily drop in 11 weeks. In other news back home, RBI MPC minutes show that inflation worries continue to linger. Prime Minister Modi and China's Xi Jinping held their first bilateral meeting in 5 years yesterday. Meanwhile, NVIDIA AI Summit is to feature a fireside chat of Jensen Huang with Mukesh Ambani. Lastly, Priyanka Gandhi makes a poll debut as she has filed her nomination in Wayanad. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues.